I'm Shauna Olson with KFGO, and I'm here with Leonard Barnes. He's the Deputy Executive Director at the Port of Grays Harbor, and we are in Aberdeen, Washington. Tell us a little bit about your port here.
We're the second oldest port in the state of Washington. We were formed in 1911, and we do import and export cargoes. In this specific visit with the North Dakota Soybean Council, we are talking about soy meal, soybeans, and those dry products that are getting exported and brought from the Midwest to Grays Harbor and being exported to other countries.
It was fun to come and see exactly where our soybean meal goes, the DDGs. You talked about that as well.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's truly exciting for us. We started in this venture in 2002 with AGP and bringing unit trains of soy meal here. We do DDGs, distiller dry grains, bee pulp pellets, etc., other commodities, and we're servicing everywhere from Australia to the Philippines to Thailand, Vietnam, Korea, China, etc., Japan. And it's very, very exciting. It's a huge economic driver for our community, and it's a very important business for the state of Washington. As export trade is huge for us here in the states.
It'll be fun for our farmers to hear when you fill a ship or load a ship, how long does that take with, say, soybean meal or something?
Yeah, so if we're talking soy meal, so it could take us as few as 3 to 3.5 days working 24 hours a day, or it could take us 7 to 10 days depending on weather, because ultimately when we finish the ship off, we have to what we call open pour, which means we have to have good weather, the hatches are open, and we have to make sure the vessel is really loaded level on top to make sure the vessel is safe to go across the ocean. And so we're a little bit dependent on weather, just like all the ports are.
Yeah, you mentioned that you have to go in and level it off so they don't get tippy.
Yeah, so basically at the end, when we open pours, because we want to make sure the hatch or the vessel is loaded evenly and stable, so as it goes across the Pacific Ocean to the other countries, it's nice and stable, and it's not loaded to one side where the vessel could hit a big wave and it could roll and go over. We have National Cargo Bureau comes here. We have our ships inspected so they're nice and safe, and the vessel and commodities get to their customers.
Well, it's been a pleasure to come out here, and anything else? Oh, one thing I wanted to mention, you said the exports mean a lot to the state of Washington, don't they?
Yes, the exports, I mean, the heartland of our United States in the Midwest Belt, and I've been back there many times, is my relationship has grown with farmers and growers and AGP back there and other folks. The heartland that grows these commodities, the soy meal, and soybeans, and bee pulp pellets, DDGs, etc. It's so critical as they make their way across the Class 1 railroads, the BNSF or the UP, coming to the Port of Grays Harbor. It is huge, and it really is a small world. We're connected, we're one, and we have the best soy meal, the best soybeans in the world right here in the United States, and we're proud to be a part of that.
That AGP terminal is state-of-the-art.
Yes, it is state-of-the-art. Product integrity, from day one when we contemplated this vision of having this export facility here, AGP really, really pounded into us product integrity and how important that is in the food cycle, if you will, be to their customers and to all the growers. And we have a clean facility. We believe we have the most efficient and clean facility in the world, as the customers, the end buyers who come from overseas to visit us, all compliment us in AGP, the Port of Grays Harbor, and how clean this facility is, and how proud they are to buy product from here.
Well, even our growers commented on that today, didn't they?
Yeah, your growers did, and made me feel really good, and I can't wait. I have a crew meeting in the morning. I want to tell all my guys that comment that he made about how clean this facility was and the cleanest that he had seen. It makes us feel really good, all that hard work we put into it.
You guys also send out cars, quite a few cars, and logs too.
Yeah, we do a lot of export cars, so unit trains, UP, coming from the East Coast of the United States. We'll do probably 95,000 to 100,000 export cars into China, Korea, Japan this year, and those are all coming by rail too, so those all go out by vessel. We do a lot of farming equipment. I think that's very interesting. John Deere, Case New Holland, Oshkosh, Caterpillar out of Peoria, Illinois, all coming by rail or truck to the port and going overseas, exported on vessels also. A lot of logs coming off the Olympic Peninsula here. That's about means about hour drive from around us, the port here, where logs flow over to China and Korea, primarily China.
And any issues with the rail cars at all, with the slow shipments at all, or are you doing okay there?
We're doing okay on our rail deliveries. We constantly are in communication with the Berlin Northern Santa Fe and Union UP Railroad. We have port representatives, including myself, who visit, communicate, pick the phone up any time of the night we have to pound on them about how important it is to get those rail cars here and get them turned around and get them back as the facilities need those to load their crops back there. We're like any other port. Once in a while, you're going to have an issue, but we have the contacts and we have good turnaround time.
Okay. Thanks very much, Leonard Barnes. It's so fun to come out here and check this out.
Well, it's been awesome, and I can't. I really want you just to take home one message from the Port of Grace Harbor, how blessed we are to have the opportunity to work with North Dakota and the growers out there. It's so, so important for all of us, and you make us all really proud to be a part of your team. Thank you very much.